This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of conversation about diet, exercise, lifestyle, supplements, and medicine. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. And we invite your phone calls, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we'll start this hour with a call from Terry in Queens, New York. How you doing, Terry?
Hi, Doc.
Hey.
I'm calling about a chronic post-sinus strip that I've been suffering from for about 30 years.
30 years? And, goodness gracious. Okay.
It causes a sensitivity in the back of the throat. No pain, but mm-hmm. once I get a cold, I do a lot of the things that you speak about. I've been listening to you for about 15 years.
Right.
And I get a cold, it lasts a day.
Yep.
I rarely get them, but I get when I do get it, it lasts a day. Mm-hmm. And the cough lasts for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's especially when I talk, I don't have a cough throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It's only when I do certain things like talk. I mm-hmm. get a little particle of dust, mm-hmm. goes back there, and it triggers a cough. And it's pretty embarrassing. And I'm doing neti pot irrigations twice a day and mm-hmm. with saline and xylitol. And,
Right. For our listening audience, that's a product called Neti Clear, and the clear is spelled weirdly. It's X-L-E-A-R. And I recently had a cold that prompted a bout of sinusitis, and that really helped me. That really helped get me over the hump. What you're describing is, pretty common phenomenon, which is people have a cold, and the cold is of normal duration, maybe 3 to 5 days, in your case even less. But it's the aftermath that's the problem. It sets up a chronic inflammation, which then takes a long time to abate. And when there's inflammation, there's mucus production and congestion. And sometimes there's there can be a secondary bacterial infection that causes pain and fever and pressure in the sinuses. You never have fever with this, right? You don't have a yellowish, greenish discharge, anything like that. So you actually have a more conventional postnasal drip. Okay, so yeah, I think what you're doing by using the clear in the neti is you're preventing it from developing into a full-blown infection. The idea behind that is that the xylitol inhibits the bacteria, which can come in there, and if you have a lot of stagnant mucus, it's kind of like a swamp. It's a setup for infection, and so you're preventing the infection, but you're not banishing the excess mucus production. So, what I often trace this to, Terry, and I have personal experience with this, I trace it to diet. And I'm not accusing you of being on a crappy diet, but even sometimes things that you're less likely to suspect can create a problem. So, among the common precipitants, and certainly this makes a difference for me, alcoholic beverages, particularly highly fermented alcoholic beverages like red wine, beer, which are rich in yeast, they can trigger a lot of chronic nasal congestion. Dairy, wheat, these are among the common precipitants. And then you have to kind of go down the line and progressively try elimination to see if those make a difference. The other thing, is that we live in an urban environment. You're out there in one of the outer boroughs of New York City, but there's a pall of smog and particulate matter that hangs over the city. If you question that, just take a plane trip, and you'll know when you're entering New York airspace If you even ever leave it, because there's a pall all over the northeastern corridor, you know, from practically from Miami to Maine, because of urbanization, and we breathe that stuff, and that creates chronic nasal irritation. You never were a smoker, though, Terry, were you?
I'm 67, and I don't smoke. I found relief with the with the neti pot and some curcumin, but not enough. You know, 20% relief, and and this is only when I talk. When I talk, or maybe if I eat something like almonds, a little particle hits the spot, the back of the throat, and it creates a little bit of a cough. Yeah.
It's you're hypersensitive, and you know. So what you can do. You can take high-dose quercetin. Quercetin is a wonderful natural antihistamine. You then can graduate to over-the-counter antihistamines. They seldom do that much good. You know, another issue of concern is that for some people who have what appears to be post-nasal drip, they actually have some GERD or some reflux, and that causes a cough.
No, I have that. I have that.
Oh, you have GERD?
Yes, absolutely.
Bingo! Okay, so maybe the problem's coming from below and not from above. And so, you know, you may need to address the GERD. Commonly, that can be diet-related. You know, products that help the GERD. You might try high-dose DGL, aloe to soothe the throat. You might take, and I prefer aloe gel to juice. You might take a quarter cup of aloe gel. Lily of the Desert is the brand that I prefer. It's kind of gloppy, but you take a quarter of a cup on awakening and at bedtime, and that soothes the back of the throat. DGL lozenges throughout the day. You can take, you know, 6, 8, 10, 12 lozenges a day. Also a product called Endofen. And Endofen is something that is available via FullScript, which is our online dispensary. It's available to our listeners as well as to my patients. If you sign in, you can get access to some of the products that you ordinarily wouldn't find in health food stores. So, you know, yeah, I mean, you opened up a whole new avenue of potential treatment here by mentioning that you have GERD or reflux. Commonly, that can cause, you know, that kind of, you know, throat clearing sensation, you know, tickle in the back of the throat because it's...
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. There's a potential, you know, you probably also have... what you may have is something called LPR, laryngopharyngeal reflux, which partakes of, you know, nasal congestion, but also sometimes is a mixed bag. It's, you know, nasal congestion, which is a reflex to the irritation in your throat, as well as kind of an upchucking of contents from your stomach because of, you know, maybe you have an incompetent valve, or maybe there's some dietary factors involved, eating habits, you know, going to bed, you know, too soon after eating. These are all implicated in LPR. And it's a challenging condition, but it can improve with the right kind of investigation and treatment. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of listeners are going, hey, I've got that. I've got what Terry has. Pretty common phenomenon. Okay, promise to share this one with you. Middle age is not too late to get off the couch. That's an encouraging message for some of us who, you know, sometimes I talk about things I do from an exercise standpoint. I've been a lifetime exerciser, almost without any hiatus from the time I was in my 20s. But for some of you, that seems unattainable. And what good would it do anyway? Well, here's certainly an incentive to undertake an active lifestyle, even if you've already reached middle age. Individuals in good health, despite a sedentary lifestyle, still benefit from initiating an exercise routine in middle age, according to a new study. Changes in maximal oxygen uptake, referred to as VO2 max, technically, indicated better fitness for those who randomized to 2 years of exercise training. And here's an important corollary to that, which is left ventricular stiffness. What's that about? Well, your heart literally stiffens with age. It's almost invariable. It's like the way that you might need reading glasses because the lens of your eye stiffens and it's not able to accommodate near vision. So left ventricular stiffness is a prelude to heart failure, which is a very, very common way that people go down the tubes later in life. And it was found that in previously even sedentary healthy middle-aged adults, 2 years of exercise training improved their oxygen uptake. Okay, you may or may not notice that, but also decreased cardiac stiffness. So the conclusion is that that may protect against the future risk of heart failure by preserving ejection fraction, that's the amount of blood that the heart is capable of pumping, by preventing the increase in the cardiac stiffness, which is attributable to sedentary aging. The exercise training group had to work out at least 30 minutes for 4 to 5 days a week. That's, for a lot of people, that's manageable. 2 years, and they were found to have reduced left ventricular stiffness, improved oxygen uptake, and that may make a crucial difference in terms of the health of the heart. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. That's our number for short, 877-726-TALK. And you can call us this hour to get answers to your medical questions. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the intelligent medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you can call us 877-726-8255. In a moment, we're going to talk about a new discovery that may explain why it's so hard to shed pounds during the winter. You know, winter weight gain, a real phenomenon. What's up with that? New study sheds light on it. But before we get to that, are you suffering from frequent fatigue? Well, the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, is something that I've been personally using and prescribing for my patients for pretty near a couple of decades. It's NT Factor. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and regenerates the mitochondria. Whether it's age, illness, or just being run down, NT Factor has been shown to reduce fatigue by almost half, according to clinical trials. Well, studies are there, and they're quite credible, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. It's available in ProPax, which is a combination product, a one-stop shop for all your daily nutritional needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may simply want to keep their favorite multi and yet harness the power of NT Factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with the unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. The number, once again, 800-982-9158 for ProPax or healthy aging. Okay. So we have various ways, we have ways of getting questions to me. One is to call us during this program, 877-268-2255. We've had some great callers this hour and last hour. You can also email your question to radioprogram, one word, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is a popular podcast. And yet another way, which is to record a question. If you go to on your PC or Mac, it's not yet enabled for mobile devices, but using your standard desktop computer, go to drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, you'll see a rectangle on the right side. If you click on it, you can record a question, as did Cheryl. Lewis, can we have a question from Cheryl, please?
Dr. Hoffman, I am 62 years old with osteoporosis. I have a T-score of minus 2.5. Am I too old to start an ultra-low estrogen patch to help my bones? I'm on the fence about this, and I would love your opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Cheryl, first of all, a T-score of minus 2.5 is not so dire. You just cross the border from osteopenia to osteoporosis. Scores that say minus 2.3 would just be osteopenia, which is not a full-blown medical emergency. And so minus 2.5 is not particularly bad. And the problem with your question is that estrogen is not that helpful for increasing bone density. It will slow the loss of bone density, but especially when using the estrogen patch, which is low dose, that's more about alleviating the symptoms of menopause. So if you have lots of hot flashes, if you have sleep problems, if you have sexual problems, suffering from vaginal dryness or discomfort, you know, sometimes the little, small amount of estrogen that you get from the patch will alleviate those problems. But it's not the best way to enhance your bone density. For you, I would recommend that you look into nutritional support for improving your bone density. And the key player in that is strontium. I would recommend 600 to 640 milligrams of strontium. That's usually requires a couple of pills of strontium taken at bedtime, along with optimizing your vitamin D and taking a good osteoporosis supplement. Our favorite is called OsteoPrev. And these products are available on FullScript, which is our online dispensary. It's accessible to listeners as well as my patients. I use it for patients in the office, and our listeners can have access to it as well and get some of these fantastic products that can really make a difference. So, the estrogen, if you want, but it's not dangerous, in my opinion. It's such a low dose, but it's not going to help that much. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number is 877-726-8255 for calls.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-TALK is our number. And there's a new discovery which may explain winter weight gain. As if you can't blame all that extra stuff that you ate over Christmas and New Year's, right? I mean, clearly Winter is a time of celebration, and we tend to eat more. And it may just be that there's an adaptive value to putting on a little extra fat during the winter. After all, it's the season of deprivation, right? And so putting on a little extra fat reserve may be a hedge against starvation during the hunger season, which typically occurs in the late winter and spring. And in fact, overweight people, I've noticed, I've had a fishing buddy in the past who was a big guy. I mean, he's, you know, carrying a lot of extra pounds and was well insulated. And I remember going out on a little fishing boat with him. It was probably like a 12-foot boat. And sitting there in the choppy water with a stiff breeze, and it must have been, you know, it wasn't freezing, but it was, you know, 40s. And this guy's sitting there with a little thin Pendleton on, and I'm wearing like a down jacket, and my teeth are chattering, and he's fine because he has all the insulation to keep him warm, which I didn't. But a breakthrough study by University of Alberta researchers, a place where there's not a lot of sun in the winter, has shown that the fat cells that lie just beneath our skin shrink when exposed to sunlight. That's interesting because they are actually, they're not on the surface of the skin, they're beneath the skin, but they seem to be responsive to the sun's blue light wavelengths. They actually penetrate our skin to a certain depth and reach the fat cells just beneath. And these little globules, which store fat, reduce in size, and fat is released out of the cell. So, suggestion is that in the absence of the blue light from, you know, natural lighting sources and the sun, you're going to put on some fat, and your fat cells are going to swell. And so, I guess the only practical take-home from that is that maybe you should take a vacation to California, Florida, Arizona, or to the Caribbean to burn off some fat, or at least to signal to your fat cells that it's okay and they can release some of their fat stores. It's an interesting observation, and hopefully this in the future may lead to either pharmacological drug treatments based on this principle, or perhaps light-based treatments for obesity. Okay, that would be cool. You know, it's like you get like some sort of chamber which emits blue light. And don't forget the tanning booths, they don't admit blue light, they admit ultraviolet light. So I wonder if, you know, they feel good and you get a tan and they warm you up. But is that the right precise wavelength of light that will trigger your fat cells to give up their fat? Well, interesting research. We'll keep you posted. All right. Now, I've talked to you in the past about a fabulous study, which I actually participated in a few years back, which attempted to validate chelation therapy. Chelation therapy is an intravenous therapy thought to be the height of quackery by conventional medicine. And it turned out it was beneficial for patients who'd suffered heart attacks. A big study, nearly 2,000 individuals had heart attacks enrolled in the study at many centers across the country and around the world. And what they found is that in individuals who'd had heart attacks, there was a reduction in their risk of subsequent cardiac events after chelation therapy. But there was other aspects to the study. They also looked at whether taking multivitamins had an effect on the risk of heart attack. And in the initial study, there was a hint that taking multivitamins was beneficial, but it was only recently that a reanalysis of the data published in the American Heart Journal suggests that taking multivitamins, so-called high-dose multivitamins, and I actually participated in designing this vitamin program. It's a very aggressive multivitamin program with vitamins and minerals, additional vitamin C, that in those post-heart attack patients, there was a reduction in the risk of dying, stroke, subsequent heart attack, or rehospitalization. But what's kind of quirky about this study is that the benefits were only seen in people who weren't taking statin drugs. And it's standard treatment these days. If you've had a heart attack, it's virtually impossible to avoid getting placed on statin drugs. It is de rigueur and the standard of care to tell heart attack patients they must go on statins, no matter what their cholesterol is. Even if their cholesterol is low, the statins, it's not low enough. So it's interesting that they were able to find at least some individuals who'd had heart attacks who weren't on statins for one reason or another, and they took mega-dose multivitamin regimen. I'll tell you what it is. 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C, 100 milligrams of vitamin B1, 200 milligrams of niacin, that's quite a lot, 100 micrograms of B12, 400 milligrams of vitamin B5, 50 milligrams of B6, and 20 milligrams of zinc. It was iron-free because iron overload is linked with heart attack risk. And so, interesting, this isn't what they were looking for. They were looking for the benefits of chelation therapy. But as an offshoot of this study, since they had one group that was just taking multivitamins and no chelation, they got placebo chelation, they discovered just by chance, by serendipity, that the multivitamins offered some protective effect against heart attacks, but only in patients who were taking statins. One might argue that the statins neutralized the beneficial effects of the vitamins. That would be an interesting conclusion. Okay, this item, and this actually, I was reading a blog from a guy that I interviewed as part of our Intelligent Medicine podcast series. He's Glenn Sabin, and he has a blog called N of One, and it's about integrative oncology, natural treatments for cancer. And his personal experience is that he had cancer early in life, and he's now 27 years cancer-free. He was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which usually progresses, and he is now having successfully managed his disease for many years using just lifestyle change, diet, certain supplements, and we interviewed him in a recent podcast. So he was following a discussion group, which was a CLL discussion group online. And so he chimed in, "I've successfully managed my disease for many years using lifestyle change. My original goal was to become the healthiest cancer patient I could be, and by being proactive to hopefully have a positive influence on the CLL. He notes, however, so far I've not seen anything from the group regarding the core determinants of health, such as nutrition, stress reduction, physical activity, and restorative sleep. Is this an area that the group may have interest learning more about?" And he was just trying to be helpful. So within minutes, he gets a response. And it's kind of a snippy response. "Glenn, you asked, quote, 'So far I've not seen anything in the group regarding the core determinants of health, such as nutrition, stress reduction, physical activity, and restorative sleep. Is this an area that the group may have interest learning more about?' The answer is no. That is not what this list is about. It's a medical group. Please do not use this list to advertise." Wow. So, you know, here's a guy, and he's a well-meaning guy. And I know he's not as, like, highly self-promoting guy. I don't think he makes a lot of money doing this. Maybe, you know, he supports himself modestly. But he's offering help to a CLL support group, and they don't want it. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about natural concomitants to treatment of cancer. They only want to hear about the latest, greatest, most innovative drug approaches, which is important. I mean, not to be discounted, because obviously we're looking for better medical treatments for this condition. So he writes, "So let me get this straight. This is a medical group. The moderator implies that lifestyle has no bearing, no underlying impact on the physical, psychological, emotional health of survivors, and therefore the disease burden itself. That the things I'm inquiring about and ideally would like to share have no place in a, quote, medical group." So, I mean, this illustrates kind of the, it's a firewall between conventional approaches to cancer, and the important lifestyle concomitants, and natural treatments, which have a place side by side with conventional treatments. We're not saying, you know, that, you know, drop all current therapies as he did. And yet he's a shining example of the potential for lifestyle, behavioral modifications, supplements, even in the treatment of a condition as potentially dangerous as chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Interesting exchange. All right. Our number, 877-726-8255. We'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Mom, my nose is stuffy. Can I have some Clear?
Sure, honey. Wow, your child actually asks for nasal spray? My kids hate the chemical taste.
Well, this isn't a chemical spray. This is Clear.
Clear?
Yep, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural nasal spray made with xylitol. It has no chemicals, so it's perfect for my whole family.
How does it work?
Naturally. One spray is all it takes. My kids ask for it because they know it works fast and they even like the taste.
All done.
Do you feel better?
Yep, thanks, Mom.
Why hasn't my doctor talked to me about Clear?
Good question.
Made with xylitol, Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, is the natural nasal spray that's perfect for adults and 100% safe for kids. Clear alleviates congestion caused by colds, allergies, flus, and pollen and dander. One spray is all it takes to keep your entire family clean and clear. So ask for Clear by name. That's X-L-E-A-R at fine retailers like CVS, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and Kroger's. Or find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Green means go. Active lifestyles call for extra nutritional support. For over 30 years, Kyo Green has been a trusted brand and the go-to choice for consumers concerned with getting enough greens in their diet. And now, Kyo Green's new and innovative powdered drink mixes are here. Try these exciting superfood combinations for balanced green nutrition, all fast-dissolving with a light, clean taste. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for a delicious and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Kyo Greens blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add Kyo Green to your day and get going.
Kyo Green's new drink mixes are available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little bit of a lightning round of some important health stories of the week. And I referenced one of these stories in an article that I wrote about tinnitus for our newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter by going to drhoffman.com. You'll get great information in your inbox every week. And if you haven't already, then you can just go to drhoffman.com and look at the articles when they get published on our website. It's 11 things you might consider to help your tinnitus, ringing in ears, the bane of a lot of people's existences. And this study is on coenzyme Q10. And it's a 16-week clinical trial. It's a small study, 7 patients who initially had low plasma coenzyme Q10. So suggestion is, you know, maybe if you're already taking CoQ10 and or if you're healthy and taking CoQ10 isn't, more CoQ10 isn't going to help. But if you, and we can measure this, we measure CoQ10 in our office in some patients, especially patients with heart problems. And if it's low, supplementing with CoQ10, in this preliminary study, there was a clear decrease in the tinnitus score in these patients. So that's one of the 11 suggestions that you'll find at drhoffman.com. All right, this one. Smelling your partner's body odor might have some surprising effects. Okay, that's clickbait if I've ever seen it. There was a study published in the journal Personality and Social Psychology. And apparently they've got a bunch of female grad students smelling dirty T-shirts to ascertain their response. Researchers conducted the study on 96 heterosexual couples. The men were given a shirt and told to wear it for a full 24 hours without putting on deodorant. And the women were then presented with 3 T-shirts, one worn by their boyfriend, another worn by a stranger, and a third that had never been worn. They were then instructed to smell all three shirts. And then they underwent various tests to determine their stress levels. Researchers found that women had lower levels of cortisol, that's a stress hormone, after smelling their partner's shirt, but they had higher levels of the hormone when smelling the shirt from a stranger. Because it set off an alarm. It's like, ah, what's that? But the familiar scent of their boyfriend had a calming effect. And so I guess, you know, the take-home message of this is if your gal, do the laundry for your partner because it may have a calming effect on you. All right, that didn't mean to sound sexist, but I don't know if it works the other way around for men to smell their girlfriend's T-shirts. They haven't done that research yet. Scientists uncover why sauna bathing is good for your health. In an article that I wrote a couple of weeks ago, I enumerated a lot of ways in which you could lower your blood pressure. Here's yet another one. Research with 100 test subjects shows that taking a sauna bath of 30 minutes reduces blood pressure and increases arterial flexibility. And what's interesting, you know, when I take a sauna, I sometimes go in with a heart rate monitor because I use the heart rate monitor for exercise and I don't take it off when I go in the sauna afterwards. And I notice that just sitting there, my heart rate will go up. It's kind of like a workout. So, after 30 minutes of sauna bathing, test subjects' arterial blood pressure reduced from 137 to 130. Their diastolic reduced from 82 to 75. And then there was an after effect, and it lasted. So where do you think the study is done? Of course, University of Eastern Finland, the country that invented saunas. And speaking of countries that invent things, this beer study comes to you from where else? Germany. Headline, beer makes you happy. German scientists link beer to brain's happiness receptors. Here's a famous quote from Benjamin Franklin. Beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. So German scientists worked their way through 13,000 molecular food compounds to find whether they contained substances that helped the brain. And they found a key ingredient in beer. It's called hordenine. And it's a byproduct of malted barley. Hordenine triggers a process called hedonic hunger, which makes humans want to eat or drink for pleasure. So I guess, yeah, a glass of beer before a meal is going to enhance your appetite. And maybe that's why they, you know, say, would you like a drink? Or, ma'am, would you like a drink before the meal? Because you're going to order more food. But based on its presence in beer, we suggest that hordenine significantly contributes to the mood elevating effects of beer. So it's not just the alcohol. There's something else. I mean, you know, take vodka won't do it. Beer has effects on the dopamine system of the brain, which is the pleasure center of the brain. All right, lots of people walk around with the flu, and you know, when you see somebody who looks sick, your natural reaction is to step back and avoid them. And it turns out this is actually an evolutionary adaptation. Is humans can spot small signs of sickness at a glance. And this may be something that is, from an evolutionary standpoint, programmed into our brains. They showed people images and were asked to judge whether the pictured person was sick or healthy. And the results revealed that participants are able to spot a sick person better than if they were guessing, correctly identifying someone as being unwell 52% of the time. Conversely, they correctly labeled individuals as being healthy 70% of the time. So there's just we're hardwired to recognize sickness, and that may be a hedge against us developing the flu. This terrible flu season, which is actually claiming lives, filling up emergency rooms, and the shot this year doesn't seem to be providing much protection. This item, creatine for depression. Patients with bipolar and unipolar depression were given creatine, 3 to 5 grams per day, with improvements in their depression. So think creatine. This is not just for muscle-bound individuals, it may help the brain in depression. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. Remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts at drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter and plenty of articles, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and have yourselves a great weekend. Enjoy the football!
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.